Sports Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. Recovery Indians are on the air. Today's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. We go to the gymnasium for all of the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Brian Pass for tonight's basketball game between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. And Brian, this has always been a pretty good matchup between these two schools.
Yeah, it has. I mean, it's a rivalry game between our communities, and it's always been an intense game. And, definitely we come in, I think, a little on the favored side this year, but, we still got to come out and ready to play. It's a typical Thursday night MAC game where you got to be able to play your best. If not, you can walk out with a loss. So.
Fort Recovery comes in 11-3 on the year and 4-1 in the conference. Coldwater 7-7 on the year and 3-2 in the conference. Certainly, maybe even more of a must win for Coldwater if they want to keep their conference championship hopes alive.
Yeah, and right now there's a lot of teams in the mix. Really, there's not too many teams that don't have a chance to win. So, for both teams, this is kind of a must win at this point.
Starters for Fort Recovery, Brian?
Same lineup we've been going with. Seniors Olivia Patch, Val Mollenkamp, and Brooke Collig, and then juniors Kiki Wendell and Allie Bond.
And the tap goes by Val Mollenkamp over to Brooke Collig, and we're underway. Fort Recovery with the basketball here in the first quarter. Brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles in Arcanum, and in Indiana in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Kiki Wendell, a three-point basket up and in. There's a good start, Brian.
Great start for the Indians.
Kiki Wendell drills a three to get the game started. Fort Recovery on top, 3-0. Coldwater with the basketball. Over on the left there is Lauren Gilliland. She's quite an outstanding volleyball player. I would guess she's going to play volleyball in college somewhere.
Going to Ball State.
Ball State, how about that?
So you know she can play.
Yes, absolutely. There's a shot up and no good in the lane. Rebound comes to Coldwater to Paige Seifring. Paige actually missed the shot there down the lane, and then now she's been called for double dribbling. So Fort Recovery gets the ball on the turnover. Last game of the week for the Lady Indians, so no more games until next week. They'll be playing Franklin Monroe on Tuesday night next week. I think that's here, isn't it?
Yes.
And you can hear that game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not be able to do that on the radio station. Here's Brooke Collig outside, goes in, stops, feeds over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn back out to Olivia Patch. Right side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Kiki stopping, passing the ball to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles around the right, feeds on the wing to Brooke Collig. She comes in, feeds to Olivia Patch, up no good. Rebound comes down and knocked around and still knocked around. And who's going to get it? Fort Recovery gets the ball.
How in the world is that not a foul when Liv just shot that?
There was a little contact there, Coach.
Holy cow.
Olivia Patch will toss it in. Looking for a teammate, goes to Val Mollenkamp on the right wing. Val dribbling, goes to the lane, stops, wants to shoot, doesn't. Back out to Patch. There is Allie Vaughn, back to Patch. Olivia wears number 21. Here's Brooke Collig wearing number 15. Allie Vaughn, number 24. She'll fire from the free throw line. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound chased down. Picked up by Olivia Patch. Up no good. And a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. I think maybe on Olivia over the back. Yes, it was. 3-0 to score. We lead here after a three-point shot by Kiki Wendell to start the game, and that's been the only score so far here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy is open until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday night at their Fort Recovery location, and until 6 on Friday nights, Calp Pharmacy. You'll find the friendly pharmacist at Calp Pharmacy. Coldwater with the basketball. Here's Paige Seifrin dribbling to the baseline. Feeds underneath, up and in. Riley Rissmiller.
She's actually already has a Xavier offer as a freshman.
Really?
Yep. And up until this point, hasn't played a lot of varsity. She's played a lot of JV. So
she is a freshman at 6'2". Here's Brooke Collig. Can't get the shot to come close. Feed, got the rebound and feeds back out to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn free throw line back out to Kiki Wendell. Three-point shot, no good this time. Rebound, chase down, and Coldwater picks it up. With the rebound there for the Cavs was Annalise Harlemert. And Coldwater with the ball now. Inside it goes to Riley Rissmiller. And she is 6'2", also as a freshman. She's going to have a pretty good career, don't she?
Yeah.
Here's Olivia Patch on a shot. It's just off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. And picking up the board was Riley Rissmiller. She gives it over here to the Lady Cavaliers. Kate Leakty with the basketball. She'll fire on the left wing to Lauren Gilliland. Gilliland back outside to Annalise Harlemert, and we've got an offensive foul on Coldwater. Going to call that on Paige Seifrin. Apparently an illegal screen. Paige Fortkamp will come in. Olivia Patch will go to the bench. So we have Val Mollenkamp, Paige Fortkamp, Brooke Collig, Kiki Wendell, and Allie Vaughn in the lineup. Indians leading by 1, 3-2 here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Wendell to Collig. Collig goes to the free throw line, dumps it back to Vaughn, who drives the lane and scores. Allie Vaughn lays it in for a 5-2 Fort Recovery lead here in the first quarter. Again, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. With the basketballs, Kate Leakty backs it up to the center circle, passes over on the left side. There's Shelby Gear. Gear will try to pass back outside, and Brooke Collig swiped it away. Here's Paige Fortkamp to Kiki Wendell on the right wing. Back out to Paige Fortkamp around the horn. Allie Vaughn on the left. Allie, number 24, she's 5'10", pretty nice-sized young lady. It's one thing this team has, Brian, is size.
Yeah, they do. You know, even our shorter girls are well put together, good-looking athletes. So,
Kiki Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Val Mollenkamp down the lane, puts it up and in. Val Mollenkamp muscles it in right down the lane and makes it 7-2. Lady Indians up by 5 here in the first quarter of play. 3:26 to go. Coldwater with the basketball on the left and just dribbling it out of bounds off her leg was Courtney May. Good defense, so I think by Fort Recovery might have created that.
Yeah, I think it was Paige who smacked at it and hit it off her leg for.
Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. I can't imagine it isn't. Their weekly prescription program available from Calp Pharmacy, delivering right to your home. Val Mollenkamp on the left to Brooke Collig. Collig dribbling the basketball. Feeds on the wing to Allie Vaughn. Allie looks for a teammate cutting inside. Can't find anybody. Now goes on the right side to Brooke Collig. Collig back out. Val Mollenkamp with it. Val dribbling the ball to Collig. Collig comes to the lane. Goes back the other direction. Nice move up and in. What a move for Brooke Collig.
Good little spin move right there for Brooke.
Absolutely. That makes it 9-2. Indians on top by 7. With the ball is Kate Leakty. She almost double dribbled. Feeds in the lane. And there's a foul on Allie Vaughn. See if they're going to count that as a 2-point. They are going to see to say that was a shot. I wondered if it was really a shot or a pass there for a moment.
I think it looked like a pass, but I think because she got hit and kind of moved it off to the left, I'm assuming.
Courtney May will put it up there, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Courtney is a junior at 5'9". The Riss Miller girl is the tallest girl in the lineup, listed at 6'2". This is up and no good again off the back of the rim. 0 for 2 for Courtney May. Here's Fort Recovery with the ball, leading 9-2, and ball stolen away as Allie Vaughn tried to pass it out. Now here's Val Mollenkamp stealing it back for Fort Recovery. She'll come racing down, passing on the left. There's Brooke Collig, no good, short. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp, up no good. Rebound Coldwater. So here come the Cavaliers with the basketball in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Kate Leakty with it now. Back in the corner, there's a shot fired up from three. It doesn't go. Rebound, Kiki Wendell of the missed Courtney May shot. Here's Brooke Collig in the lane. Back out to Val Mollenkamp. Pops a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes to Kate Leakty for Coldwater. Coldwater brings it up the court. Backs it up. Over on the left side, there's Paige Seifering. Down to a minute 25 to go in the first quarter of play. Oh, that might have been a little traveling. Inside, and it's up and in, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. Scoring on the play was Riley Rissmiller, and she is fouled and will be at the line. It was on Val Mollenkamp, number one on Val. So Riley Rissmiller shooting a shot here. She has four on the night. This will be number five. Puts it up, and it is good.
She has all five of the points right now.
It's Fort Recovery 9, Riley Rissmiller 5. Outside, looks like Fort Recovery is going to be patient here.
Coldwater just shifted to a 3-2 zone, so...
Kiki Wendell, right side to Paige Fortkamp. Back around the horn on the left to Olivia Patch. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Out top to Brooke Collig. Collig on the left to Kiki. Kiki looks to shoot, doesn't. Here's Olivia Patch firing and missing. Rebound Val Mollenkamp, no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Val will be at the line for two shots.
Good rebound by Val, but like to have seen her kind of get on balance there and power up so she had a chance to finish that versus just kind of throwing it up there and hoping it goes in, I guess.
If you need handicap medical equipment, see the Handicap Medical Equipment Center, owned and operated by Cal Pharmacy, right here in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery. They have all the handicap medical equipment you could imagine. Check them out. Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Free throw's no good by Val. She'll have one more. It's up, and it's no good again. Both of them were long. Rebound, Olivia Patch. Olivia has the ball taken away by Coldwater, by Courtney May. Down come the Lady Cavs, up and good. Annalise Harlemer scoring for Coldwater. That makes it 9-7. Coldwater back to within two now. After we led 9-2 at one point. Brooke Collig with it, down to 16 seconds. Kiki, right side to Paige Fortkamp. She'll fire. It's no good. And it's off of Coldwater, out of bounds, as Courtney May could not hang on to the ball. So here's Kiki Wendell to put it back in play. Comes into Val Mollenkamp. No good on the shot. Good shot. Didn't go. Rebound Coldwater. They've got time to shoot here. Down to 3 seconds. There's the lane, and a gun goes off, and the shot's no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. We've completed one quarter of play. The score, it's the Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading 9-7 over the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. We'll be back with more here at Fortside Fieldhouse right after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery leading 9-7. Fort Recovery won the JV game 39-19. Leading the way for the Lady Indians was Whitley Rammel with 10 and 7 for Faith Gruby, 6 for Hope Wendell. And Jenna Ligers had 10 to lead the junior varsity for Coldwater. Coldwater with the ball to start the quarter. Stolen away as they tried to pass it inside. And foul, Mollenkamp swiped it away. On the left to Kiki Wendell in the corner to Brooke Collig. Collig back outside to Allie Vaughn. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Kiki Wendell on the right wing. She'll come out top between the circles now. Passes on the left to Brooke Collig. Collig will dribble. Right side to Kiki Wendell. Goes into the lane to Allie Vaughn. Back to Wendell. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Fires a three. Got it. Val Mollenkamp with one of her three-point shots from the right wing. That makes it 12-7. Indians lead by five now here in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Your New Holland dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And Whitley Rammel with her extremely quick hands. Steals that ball away. Here's Val Mollenkamp firing it up. No good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Rammel goes to the baseline, back outside to Mollenkamp. On the left to Kiki Wendell. Allie Vaughn into Whitley Rammel. She fires it up. No good. And she is fouled, and she'll be at the line. You didn't say anything about my quick hands comment there. I don't really think Whitley Rammel has quick hands.
No, I let it slide.
I just thought I'd give her a credit there. Whitley at the free throw line. She puts it up and no good.
I was just thinking to myself, that's not something that usually is associated with Whit.
Unfortunately, we are 0-3 from the line here tonight so far.
Not so free, I guess.
No good again. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp, though. She'll pass back outside to Allie Vaughn. Ball's loose. Jump ball. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Fort Recovery boys will play Coldwater at Coldwater tomorrow. It's another big conference game for the boys.
Yeah, Coldwater just beat St. John's last Friday, giving them their first conference loss. So,
left side to Val Mollenkamp. Outside to Brooke Collig. Here's Kiki Wendell. Cross-court pass to Val Mollenkamp. Outside to Brooke Collig. Fort Recovery tied. Well, actually, we're in second place all by ourselves in the MAC conference with a 4-1 record, and Marion Local is 5-0 in the conference. On the left, Brooke Collig firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Coldwater, to Annalise Harlemert. And we hear that Marion Local has one of their top players on the bench right now.
Yeah, she has an ankle injury and didn't play in the St. Mary's loss, which is, I assume, part of the reason why they lost. And so, heard she's not going to be back for our game either, so.
That's the Pullman girl, huh?
Yes.
Fort Recovery stole the ball away, but Brooke Collig misses the layup. Here's Coldwater with the rebound. Down they come, up and good, and there's a foul on Whitley Rammel. Going to the line is going to be Lauren Gilliland. Gilliland, first basket of the game. And it's now 12-9 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. This is up and no good. Rebound comes to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Allie Vaughn came down with the rebound. On the left is Val Mollenkamp. Val will go down low to Allie Vaughn, back outside to Val. Around the horn it goes on the top. To the right side to Whitley Rammel. Back left, Kiki Wendell with it. Feeds Allie Vaughn at the free throw line. Now passing on the left is Val Mollenkamp. Back out top. Wendell is wide open, and she can't get it to go down off the back of the rim. Whitley Rammel falls down trying to get the rebound, and they say it went off of Rissmiller. No, it wasn't Rissmiller. It was Lauren Gilliland.
Yeah.
Gilliland. Here's Brooke Collig, right side shot, way off, no good. Rebound, Coldwater. Annalise Harlement came down with a rebound. So did Riss Miller play volleyball too?
No.
Well, she'd be a heck of a volleyball player, I would think.
No, they said she just wants to focus on the basketball and to go try to play college basketball. So.
Shot is no good by Coldwater. There's Whitley Ramel called for another foul. She came down on the ball. She would have just gone straight up. But Annalise Harlement drew the foul. She'll be at the line for two shots. That's number two on Whitley. She'll probably come out of there now.
Yeah, I think Paige is at the scorer's table for her.
Harlemer at the line. It's good. Got it. They haven't been the greatest from the line either. They're only two out of five right now.
Actually, Paige came in for Brooke. They left Whitley in. So wonder if the coaches know she has two fouls.
Here's Annalise Harlement with another one. It is no good this time. Rebound Whitley Ramel. Over to Kiki Wendell. Down on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp comes down. Back out top to Kiera Kiki. Kiki Wendell, right side to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbles the basketball. Back out top to Kiki Wendell. Wendell goes to the free throw line. Feeds on the right to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn comes around. On the left side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Back out top to Paige Fortkamp. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Out top to Kiera. She'll come down, pop the shot, and got it. Banks it in. Kiki banks it in for 5 points for her tonight. And it's 14-10. Lady Indians on top by four here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Don't forget to check out those Great Plains vertical tillage tools available for all seasons. And you can find them at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Ball's out of bounds to Coldwater here. 3:57 to go in this second quarter of play. Tossing the ball in is Paige Seifring. Goes to Lauren Gilliland. Gilliland with the basketball, dribbling. Goes right. Has the ball stripped by Paige Fortkamp, but it's out of bounds. Oh, my goodness, they're going to give it to Fort Recovery.
That's a gift.
Thank you so much. I can't believe that Coach Leakey didn't put up a little more of a battle on that one.
That definitely, Val's definitely hit that out.
So, Coldwater will be on defense, and the Indians will be back on offense, trying to expand their lead. We lead by four, 14-10. Don't forget, for the finest in farm machinery service or service for your lawn and garden equipment, it's always K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Left side is Kiki Wendell. She'll pass back out to Brooke Collig. Right it goes to Paige Fortkamp. Here's Val Mollenkamp dribbling, stopping, and they're going to be traveling called on Val Mollenkamp. Don't forget, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Bannon would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Bannon, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Bannon would love to be your family's dentist. Coldwater with the basketball. They trail 14-10. Down to 3:17 to go in the first half of play now. Annalise Harlement drives in and scores. Got the ball about 10 feet away in the lane and just went in and put it in. 14-12, it's a two-point lead. Lady Indians offense struggling here in this second quarter. Down low to Allie Vaughn, double teamed. Gets it back outside. Here's Kiki Wendell in the lane. Left side, Paige Fortkamp fires a three and can't get it to go down. Rebound out of bounds off Al Mollenkamp.
Well, our offense has started to struggle once they went to that zone. And, that's kind of been one of our weaknesses all year is our lack of ability to be able to shoot the ball. And I was curious how many teams would start zoning us up as the year progresses. So
we've had some open shots. They just haven't gone down. Coldwater brings it up. 14-12 score. Left side, there's a shot from the baseline. It's no good. Rebound comes to Whitley Ramel of Fort Recovery as Paige Seifring missed that one for the Cavs. Down comes Allie Vaughn back outside to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling the basketball, right side to Brooke Collins. Back to Paige Forkamp on the left to Kiki Wendell. Wendell back out top to Brooke Collig, right side to Paige Forkamp. Back out to Kiki on the left, Brooke Collig firing a three. Oh, it's off the mark, too long. Rebound up for grabs, jump ball's called. It's going to go to Coldwater. 1:56 to go in the first half, and the Cavs can tie this game. We've held them to 12 points, yet we've only been able to score 14. And Brooke Collig just knocked the ball out of the hands of Kate Leakty as Fort Recovery playing full court press here. I'm assuming they have multiple full court press formations they use.
Mainly man-to-man. I think they do run a little bit of a trap every now and then. But
Whitley Rammel knocks it away, and Brooke Collig got the ball, and Coach Holly Gann calls timeout. She can be animated at times. Timeout, Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment. 1:42 to go in this first half.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order a pizza.
We don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
We don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Rob Weaver, Brian Patch back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, where the score is 14-12. Fort Recovery with a two-point lead. We've really led all the way. But the lead is rather perilous right now at 2 points. Fort Recovery does have the ball. Paige Forkamp, cross-court pass to Kiki Wendell on the left wing. In the middle to Whitley Rammel. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Here's Paige Forkamp. Back out top to Kiki Wendell. Kiki will dribble in. Feeds to Forkamp. Here's Allie Vaughn with it. Now back to Forkamp on the right. Kiki Wendell on the left to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes inside. Brooke Collig has the ball stripped away and stolen from her. And a foul's on Brooke Collig. Riss Miller reached in there and stole it right away from her. So she got any siblings, you know, this Riss Miller girl?
I don't know anything about her. Well, she does have some siblings, I know, but I don't know a ton about her. I just know that she got her first offer from Xavier like a 2 weeks ago. And at that time, she was still playing JV basketball, had not even really played a whole lot of varsity. So this is the first time she's been all varsity, a full game tonight. So
Riss Miller turns, fires, and scores, banks it in.
Definitely got some tools to work with, that's for sure.
She ties the game at 14-14, and she has 7 points now, 7 of the 14 points. Right side to Paige Forkamp. Fort Recovery with the ball, tie game here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a shot up by Kiki Wendell, no good. Rebound tapped around. Comes down to Coldwater. Down quickly it goes. Underneath, up and no good. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel. As getting too far under the basket was Paige Seifering. And the ball actually went off the bottom side of the rim. Here's Allie Vaughn firing a 15-footer on the left side. It's no good. Here comes Coldwater trying to get a shot off. Riss Miller did, and it's no good, and that's the end of the quarter. We are tied at halftime. Fort Recovery able to get only 5 points in that second quarter, but Coldwater only had 7. And we're tied at 14-14. Indians led 9-7 at the first quarter, tied 14-14 here at the half. Again, Coldwater coming in 7-7 and 3-2 in the conference. Fort Recovery 11-3 and 4-1 in the MAC conference. In second place by themselves in the MAC, as Marion Local has a 5-0 record. You happen to know who they're playing tonight?
Marion Local?
Yeah.
I don't. I'll look it up real quick.
Okay, well, I was just curious. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. They're great folks to deal with when you talk about farm machinery. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with halftime stats coming up in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
2020 is finally here. It is a new year, and if it is a lot like last year, there will be many good times and some not so good times in our lives. We at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your family, our community, and our country has a joy-filled and prosperous new year. Be supportive to those less fortunate, and let's do our part to make 2020 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way, whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
There are lots of reasons to love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. Message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. And I said Jim Black one time. You knew Jim, didn't you?
I played for Coach Black.
Oh. I said to him one time, I said, well, Coach, this is just a game. He says, a game? This is my life. He wasn't very happy with me.
I played for Coach Black for 3 years, and I coached with him up at Lake Central for 3 years. So,
and he's retired now, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Of course, he was a coach at Jay County, and with Brian used to be a Patriot over there. Although you're certainly purple and white now, I know that.
Yes, sir.
Well, halftime here, and we're tied 14-14. I'm really kind of shocked.
Yeah, me too, to be honest. Kolar's done a great job. They went to that 3-2 zone, and that definitely took us out of rhythm. As I said, that's been a weakness of ours, is the ability to shoot the ball consistently from the outside. And I've just been waiting for a team to do that all year. And so, you know, they did that tonight, and we've kind of struggled. We keep shooting, which is okay. I mean, we got to continue to shoot, but when they're not going in, we might need to try to get the ball in that high post a little bit more and try to attack them, maybe versus just trying to settle for that outside shot as well. And that'll open up those outside shots a little bit more for us. So you still got to be able to attack that zone either by penetration or trying to get it in that short corner, high post area. And so that's something we maybe need to look to do a little bit more in that second half if they stay in that 3-2, which I would imagine they would.
I don't know what our shooting is, but it's not very good, that's for sure.
Not as cold as it is outside, I would say.
I would say so. So let's hope we can get that cranked up a bit. Well, give us the scoring here in the first half.
All right. By the way, Marion Local is playing Delta St. John's tonight. So.
Okay. Well, that's probably a W for them.
I would think so.
You would think.
Yeah. All right. The first quarter, the Indians led 9-7. And the second quarter ended up being 14-14 as the Indians were outscored in that one 7-5. Leading scorers for the Indians are Kiki Wendell and Bob Mullenkamp, both with 5, and Brooke College and Ali Bond, each with 2.
We are not doing too well from the free throw line. 0-for-4 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Of course, we haven't been there that much either. Addressing the point you were making, that we need to get the ball inside and maybe start drawing some fouls.
Yeah, and I think we've hit 2 threes. Key hit the first one of the game, and then Bao hit one later on in the start of the second quarter. Other than that, we haven't hit a shot in most of our threes. To be honest, I don't know if they've even drawn iron on some of them.
So. Definitely not. Some of them were definitely air balls. For Coldwater, they are led in scoring by their star freshman, Riley Rissmiller, with 7. She has 3 2-point goals and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. Then we go to Annalise Harlemer, who has 5 points, 2 2-point goals, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And the only other scoring, Lauren Gilliland, with a 2-point field goal. And she is 0-for-1 at the line. And Courtney May is 0-for-2 at the line. So their free throw shooting not the greatest. But they've had more than Fort Recovery. They are 2 out of 6 at the free throw line tonight for free throw shooting for the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Again, Coldwater comes in with a 7-7 overall record, 3-2 in the MAC. Fort Recovery 11-3 overall and 4-1 in the MAC. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day in January. Our pharmacists provide care and services that are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in our local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists have shifted from just dispensing medications to being integrated members of the healthcare team involved in patient care. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Burn, Indiana to speak with our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we move on to the third quarter of play. And by the way, in the JV game, Fort Recovery won 39-19. Again, scoring in that, Whitley Rammel had 10. Faith Gruby with 7. 6 points for Hope Wendell. 5 for Elena Evers. 4 points for Brenna Homan. 3 points for Grace Guggenbiller. 2 apiece for Alexis Wendell. Sylvie, whatever her last name is.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Who is the foreign exchange student with 2 points. And that's it for the JV. They win 39-19 over Coldwater. It's a shot that's no good to start the second half. Not a good omen there. As Coldwater gets the rebound. 14-14 tie. And our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Check out the Cooper Farms job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/careers. That's cooperfarms.com/careers. Here we go with the inbounds pass, and it's knocked away, and they're going to say that. What did they say?
She lived, hit it out, and the girl that took it out, the Seafring girl, caught it as she was coming in bounce without establishing position in bounce first.
So it's a turnover for Coldwater, and Fort Recovery gets it. Give Olivia credit for causing that turnover. Here's Kiki Wendell bringing it down on the left to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn back to right side to Brooke Colley. Here's Kiki Wendell on the wing. Kiki dribbling the ball back outside to Brooke Colley on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Down low to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn looking. Back out top to Kiki. Kiki dribbling the basketball. Feeds on the left to Allie Vaughn. Back out top to Brooke Colley between the circles. Brooke dribbles down the left side of the lane. Now back out to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Now top to Brooke Colley. Again, the defense stifling Fort Recovery here. Left side to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbles the baseline. Now back to Olivia Patch, and they're going to call her for stepping. Traveling call on Olivia Patch. Tomorrow night we'll have Jay County boys on 105.3 FM against South Adams. Blackford is playing Frankton on our other station at 100.9 tomorrow. Blackford's coming to Jay County in about a week, February the 1st. Inside pass is stolen away by Val Mollenkamp. Here's Kiki Wendell. Pass over to Brooke Colley, and she threw it away through Brooke's hands and out of bounds. They got 54 the other night. Luke Brown did.
I'm anxious to watch him play. I watched him play as a freshman at Jay County when he had broken his leg, and then I watched him play last year at Newcastle against Delta. So
it was shot up and no good, and a foul is going to be called over the back on Annalise Harleman. Yeah, doggone it, he only played about a quarter against Jay County last time. He is something else, leading the state in scoring. I think he's leading the state in, he was leading them in assists. He might have dropped down a little bit. He didn't get a whole lot of assists when he scored 54 points. Val Mollenkamp outside to Allie Vaughn. She'll drive in, up and good. Way to go, Allie, and she draws a foul. So Vaughn picks up her second basket of the night.
First team, first points for either team in around 3 minutes, I should say.
That foul must have been on Annalise Harlemer, her third, and she goes out of the game. Here's the free throw, no good by Allie. We have still not hit a free throw tonight. 0 for 5 this evening. Here comes Coldwater down on the left side. And a foul is called on Fort Recovery on Val Mollenkamp.
Don't know where I saw that foul or not. But
Coldwater tosses it in here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. And here's a drive to the hoop. No good. Back outside. Right wing shot is good by Lauren Gilliland. They only call that a two-pointer. That's 4 points for her tonight. So it's still tied again, 16-16 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. You'll find a wonderful nutritional program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds available at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They can fill you in and give you all the advice you need when it comes to your livestock feeding at Cooper Farms. Inside, Allie Vaughn, got it. Give Val Mollenkamp the assist. Allie Vaughn gets the lay-in. And that makes it now 18-16. Indians take another lead. And again, I don't believe Coldwater's ever led in this game yet tonight.
Right, I believe you might be right.
Right side to Paige Seifring. Coldwater with the ball. Back out top to Lauren Gilliland. She'll fire the three-point shot. It's no good. And it goes out of bounds, untouched by anybody else. So Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Chris Miller will leave, and reporting in is Courtney May for Coldwater. This Chris Miller girl, a very impressive young lady. She hasn't scored here in the second half, but had 7 points to lead her team in scoring in the first half. Fort Recovery with the ball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Left side it goes to, well, pass off to Allie Vaughn, who drove the baseline, got the pass there from Val Mollenkamp, and the shot is no good. It's tipped out of bounds, though, by Coldwater. I see Coach Leakty's son, Keenan Leakty Jr., is a coach on the team. But he used to play ball for... is he from Coldwater?
No, they're not from Coldwater.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
There's a foul call on Coldwater. Val Mollenkamp got fouled. She'll be at the free throw line. Let's see if we can get our first free throw. Come on, Val. First one's up, and it is no good again. That is 0-for-6 now. And this is good. Finally got one to go down. 1-for-7.
Well, if we lose this game and it's close, you're going to know why.
Yep. Lost a lot of points. Left a lot of points at the line tonight. 19-16. We lead by 3. Cross-court pass almost tipped by Brooke Collig, but Coldwater still has it. Back out Shides. 3-point shots, no good. Rebound off of Whitley Rammel to Val Mollenkamp. Down comes Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell with it. Right side to Allie Vaughn in the corner to Whitley Rammel. It's up no good, but she is fouled. Hacked in the act of shooting there. Whitley Rammel will go to the line. And guess what? She was 0-for-2 the last time. She is not a very good free throw shooter. I will say that about her. I love you, Whitley, but you're just not a very good free throw shooter.
You know she's going to hit at least one of these now.
I hope. I hope. That was my strategy. No.
Not good. That one, though.
Who was the young man they honored at halftime here?
I couldn't see his.
Last one.
That is a Diller boy.
Okay. They honor kids for academic achievement?
Yeah, just like, well, some academic, some volunteering things, just different stuff like that.
That's nice. There you go. Whitley got 1-of-2. It makes it 20-14 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Down comes Coldwater with the ball. That's Kate Leakty. I'm assuming that's the coach's daughter.
Yes.
And... she got in trouble there, and coach called time. So timeout on the court. 20-16, Coldwater with the ball. Indians lead by 4 points. We'll be back.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
So timeout is over, and again, Coldwater will keep possession of the ball here. 20-16, Indian lead. The offense is missing in action tonight for both these teams. Inbounds pass, underneath, no good. Rebound back up, and no good again. Rebound, Coldwater again. Blocked by Allie Vaughn. A battle for the ball. Vaughn picks it up, comes down, feeds Collig. Up and in. Brooke Collig with the basket. That's her fourth point of the night. And the ball's loose and picked up by Brooke Collig. 22-16, Indians lead by 6. 2:57 to go in this third quarter. There's Val Mollenkamp on a 3. Will not go. Rebound comes to Coldwater. Bringing it up the court for the Cavaliers is Lauren Gilliland. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Going to say that's on Val Mollenkamp. is number three on Val. Allie Vaughn will leave, and Paige Fortkamp comes in. Inbounds pass goes over on the right side, and here's a ball stolen by Kiki Wendell. Oh, she double dribbled. Yes, she did. She stole the ball, bounced the ball once or twice, stopped, picked it up, dribbled again. Indians still lead by six, but Coldwater gets the ball back on the turnover. Not a lot of, not a whole lot of turnovers for Fort Recovery tonight. I don't know what the total is, but. And a ball stolen by Kiki Wendell. Should be an easy two. It is. Kiki lays it in to give her 7 points on the night, and the Indians starting to pull away here. It was tied at 16-16, and we've scored eight in a row now here in the third quarter of play.
Well, our defense is creating offense for us right now because Coldwater's struggling. Leetie's out of the game, and they're struggling to handle the ball right now, so we're stepping up on that end of the floor. So.
It's a foul call on Paige Fortkamp. Yeah, maybe they need to put her back in. I know she's out of there because she has three fouls. Oh, here she comes now. Kate Leakey comes in. Allie Vaughn comes back in for Fort Recovery, and Val Mollenkamp will leave. Again, tomorrow night's game, the boys playing Coldwater Fort Recovery. You can hear that at fortrecoveryradio.com. We will not be airing that here on the radio. There's a shot up and good by Leakey, but they say she stepped on the end line as she was making her move underneath. Oh, what a tough break for Coldwater. No press for Coldwater. Fort Recovery with the ball. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rob Weaver here along with Brian Patch. And it's a zone defense again for Coldwater. Allie Vaughn goes in, lays it in. You're not supposed to be able to do that against a zone. Brian, what happened there? Here's Leakey up and no good.
It looked like the seas just parted when she caught the ball. I mean, there was really no one around her.
There's a foul called on Fort Recovery on Kiki Wendell. Kiki shaking her head saying, nah, that was not a good call. Indians lead by 10, 26-16 after that last basket. Outside Leakey with it over to Gilliland. Back outside. Leakey with it again. I don't know why Rissmiller's not in there myself. I'm not the coach, though, but I'd have her in there. Here's Leakey firing a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Gilliland, and a foul is called on Allie Vaughn.
But right now, I mean, they're kind of, Colorado's a little limited out there, which is probably the reason they're 7-7 on the year. But when Leakey was in foul trouble, they struggled to handle the ball. And right now they have Gilliland, but they don't have a whole lot of else out there that can shoot it. So we're just really packing it in.
Gilliland with the ball, and they're going to call a foul on Paige Fortkamp. Say Paige was bodying up against Gilliland. 26-16 Fort Recovery lead here.
I think we picked up three fouls in the last minute, so that's something we got to watch.
Inside up, no good. Rebound picked up by Brooke Collig. Nice job, Brooke. Kiki Wendell left side to Allie Vaughn. 55 seconds. We may just hold the ball here. Paige Fortkamp back outside to Kiki Wendell. Kiki will give over to Paige Fortkamp, and we throw it away, but the Coldwater touched it last. Got a break on that because that was headed for the other direction. They say it went off the body of Courtney May. Don't forget, farmers, if you want to sell your corn, the Cooper Farms folks would like to buy it. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They're always willing to buy corn. If you have some to sell, talk with your friends at Cooper's Farms. Here's Whitley Rammel. Good. Kiki Wendell gets the assist. Whitley Rammel, her first basket of the night. We've scored 12 in a row now. It's 28-16. Indians on top here. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Right side, down low. Back outside, that's Bria Dews with the ball for Coldwater. Here's Leakty. Back out to Bria Dews. She'll pass to Kate Leakty. Leakty at the free throw line. Now on the left, three-point shot, good. Jenna Ligers hits her first basket of the varsity game. She led the team in the JV game with 10. So Ligers breaks the streak there as Fort Recovery has scored 12 in a row. We've completed three quarters of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Fort Recovery with a 28-19 lead. We'll be back in a moment.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest snowflakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh my, that is a coyote.
Grr, grr.
Run, Joe, run.
Grr, grr.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Grr, grr.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We've completed three. Indians with their biggest lead of the game a moment ago at 28-16. Now it's 28-19. As Coldwater hitting a three by Ligers right at the gun there. Kate Leakty with it. Over on the right side it goes. In for Fort Recovery here to start the fourth quarter. We've got Fort Recovery stealing the ball. Allie Vaughn, Val Mollenkamp, Kiki Wendell, Olivia Patch, and Brooke Collig in the lineup. Back outside it goes to Kiki Wendell. On the left to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles back out top near the center circle. Right side to Brooke Collig. Here's Kiki Wendell. Wendell down the lane, lays it. Oh, it should have been in there. Missed the layup. Rebound, Riss Miller, who's back in the game for Coldwater. Left side it goes. That's Jenna Ligers, who hit that three a moment ago. Here's Kate Leakty. She'll pass down low to Riss Miller. Now the ball's loose, picked back up. Coldwater puts it up and no good by Gilliland. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn, left side, wide open. Brooke Collig, yes, baby! Three-point shot for Brooke Collig. That gives her seven. And it's 31-19. Indians lead by a total of 12 points here. Again, equaling our biggest lead of the game. Inside to Riss Miller, turn fires and misses. Got her own rebound. Oh, lost it out of bounds. Even in a miss, that was a fairly close shot there.
Yes.
And they take her out. I don't get it.
Well, they struggle to score. And she's obviously a scoring option for him. I mean, she has over a third of the points. I'm not sure why she's not out there, but...
Yeah, Riss Miller goes out of the game.
We're okay with that, I guess.
Yeah, I am. Whitley Rammel turns, fires, misses off the front of the rim. Rebound, Coldwater. 6 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the game. Pass underneath is thrown away. Kate Leakty tried to hit cutting along the baseline there. Paige Seifering, and it's thrown out of bounds. Timeout, Coldwater. Fort Recovery leads 31-19. This game's not over, though. If Coldwater gets hot here, could be interesting. 6:06 to go in the game. We'll be back in a moment.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way, whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Napa.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Okay, back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery with the ball, leading 31-19. Down to 5:55 to go in the game. Coldwater and Fort Recovery in a Big Mac game here tonight. Fort Recovery would move to 5-1 with a win here tonight, at least in second place in the conference. Marion Local still on top with a 5-0 record going into tonight. And there's a foul called on Kate Leakty. Harold called her Lighty. Is it Lighty or Leakty?
It's Leakty.
That's what I would say.
Harold just worked too much today.
I've been wrong, though. I've been wrong before. I know it's hard to believe, but
I will say, though, usually you're the first one to call in the game, you know, when we're up like this, you're like, oh, this thing's over. And then tonight, you're like, they got a chance. They could get hot. They got 19 points almost through the whole game, Rob. Things would drastically have to change. I'd say
I know they would, but we just have not done much either, so I could see us not scoring anymore the rest of the game.
I don't see Luke Brown out there anywhere.
No. Fort Recovery with the ball. Went out of bounds there, and we have it. Allie Vaughn with it. Over to Kiki Wendell. Wendell dribbles to the right, back to the left of Al Mollenkamp. Brooke Collig with it. Feeds on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Coach Melton, he wasn't very happy with his team last Saturday. I didn't think it was all that bad myself. I thought they played pretty well.
Arcanum was a little better than what I thought, to be honest.
Yeah, they were. They gave us a tough tussle, but Indians did win. Should be a tough tussle tomorrow night. And again, you can hear the game with Brian Patch. Is Bobby going to work with you?
Yes, sir.
Brian Patch and the famous Bobby Leverett will be working the game tomorrow on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's Val Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel. Missed the shot. Rebound Gilliland. Gilliland gives over to Kate Leakty. Leakty comes down. Behind the back dribble, puts it up and got it. Nice move by Kate. That is her first basket of the evening. She is a senior, by the way. And Leakty tapped it away from Kiki, but Allie Vaughn got it. Right side to Brooke Collig. 31-21, Indians with a 10-point lead here with 3:54 to go in the game. Indians are definitely eating a little bit of clock here, which there's nothing wrong with that. And now timeout by Holly Gann. As Fort Recovery calls time, Indians leading 31-21 with 3:45 to go in this game. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day in January. Our pharmacists provide care and services that are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in our local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists have shifted from just dispensing medications to being integrated members of the healthcare team involved in patient care. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana to speak with our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Now action back in, and Coldwater commits a foul. That is number 7 against them. So we will be at the line with Kiki Wendell shooting 1-1. Here comes Val Mollenkamp out, and Paige Fortkamp goes in.
If I'm Coldwater right now, I foul every time down the floor.
Free throws up and good by Kiki.
Because now you're shooting 1-1. Make her shoot. I think she's like a 30% free throw shooter with 3:40 to go.
Yeah, she's not the greatest. I know that.
I mean, right now, I'd give you a chance to get back in the game because we're going to hold the ball.
And Kiki hits both free throws, making it 33-21. Kate Leakty with the ball. Guarded by Brooke Colley. Passes it over on the left side to Paige Seifring. Seifring dribbles towards the top. Right side to Kate Leakty. Drives in. Feeds off to Riss Miller and scores. Riss Miller standing behind the defense and scores. That cuts the lead to 33-23 with 3:21 to go. Timeout. Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. We'll be back in a moment.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Indians leading here by 10 in this MAC conference game with 3:21 to go in the game. Again, we remind you, tomorrow night's boys game will be only on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station and here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Mr. Owen Shane and Neil Spencer. Here comes the inbounds pass from Allie Vaughn to Kiki Wendell. Back to Allie Vaughn on the left. Whitley Rammel with it. And Whitley lost the ball, goes out of bounds. Look out! Nobody was in the way of Whitley rolling on the floor. They're going to give it to...
Yeah, she dribbled out of bounds.
Yeah, I thought they were going to give it to Fort Recovery there for a minute.
If they did that, that's a blatant homer call.
Definitely Whitley lost control of the ball there and went out of bounds. So Coldwater has it. They can cut the lead back to 8. And there's a kick ball by Kiki Wendell. Here comes the inbounds pass. Kate Leakty will toss it in. Ligers is in there now. She's a three-point shooter, that Jenna Ligers. Pass comes in to Gilliland. Goes to the hole and up and in. Somehow she maintained control of the basketball and scores. 6 points for her now. And the ball's kicked by Coldwater. It's 33-25. 2:47 to go in the game. Fort Recovery up by 8. And guess what? Whitley Ramble's not in the game anymore. So take that strategy away. Here's Kiki Wendell on the left to Paige Fortkin. Paige back outside to Brooke Colley. Colley dribbling out near the center circle. Moves her way to the right, back to the left.
Well, we played this fourth quarter basically not to lose it instead of trying to win it.
Here's Val Mollenkamp inside, up no good, and a foul's on Brooke Colley as she hacked Coldwater. It'll be 1-1 for Coldwater. This could cut the lead down to 6. Marching to the other end, it's going to be Gilliland. Gilliland at the free throw line. Outstanding volleyball player. Not too bad of a basketball player either.
She was MAC Player of the Year 2 years in a row, I believe, for volleyball.
It's up and good. That makes the score 33-26. Now, see, I told you. I'm still worried. This will be 33-27 if she hits this. The Indians on top, but not by a whole lot. It's up and good again. Gilliland gets both of them to make it 33-27. Coldwater pressing, and there's the kick ball by Ligers. Out of bounds, Indians. Here in the fourth quarter of play, 2:20 to go in the game. After our broadcast tonight, we'll be joining IU basketball, Michigan State, and IU. So we invite you to tune in for that, or keep tuned in for that. Michigan State and IU on the radio tonight. Right side, Paige Fortkamp. There is Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes down the lane, scoops it up, and is fouled. Foul's going to be called on Riss Miller. Five left to go in the game now. Allie Vaughn with two big free throws here. She's got two shots. First one is up and good. She will have one more. We've been better at the line here in the second half. We were 0 for 4 in the first half. Fort Recovery won the JV game tonight, 39-19, as Whitley Rammel had 10 to lead us. And Faith Gruby with 7. This one's up, and it's no good. Rebound, though. Chased down by Val Mollenkamp. Big rebound, and a foul's called on Coldwater. Gilliland gets called for the foul. Number 2 on Lauren Gilliland. And Val Mollenkamp at the free throw line. She missed the first of the 1-1. No good. Here comes Coldwater with the ball. Inside to Riss Miller. Goes for the hole, puts it up. No good, but she's fouled by Whitley Rammel. She will have two free throws, and she's a pretty good free thrower. She will be at the free throw line. It's Riley Riss Miller, a freshman who's already been recruited by Xavier. Got the free throw.
And she never played AAU.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Up and good again. Got them both. That cuts the lead down to 5. 34-29 with a minute 49 to go in the game. Fort Recovery leading, but hanging on here. Back outside to Allie Vaughn. Right side it goes to Brooke Collig. Collig now dribbling the ball. Comes in, backs out, and it's knocked out of bounds by Gilliland. I'm glad she's not on a team I follow all the time because I can't pronounce her name right.
Gilliland.
Vaughn will toss it in to Kiki Wendell. Wendell comes down across the timeline, fouled by Kate Leakey. That's not who they wanted to foul. That's who we wanted them to foul, but not who they wanted to foul.
Well, and on top of that, that gives Leakey four team fouls as well. So for them to have a chance to come back, she's got to be in this game for them.
Kate's over there talking to the official now. Now, sir. Oh, Kiki missed the free throw.
I think she was 100% on the year.
Really?
I don't think she's missed a free throw. I think she's like, not that she shot a lot, but I think she was like 6 for 6 on the year.
This one is good that time. Got 1 of 2. That makes it back to a 6-point lead at 35-29. What was the third quarter score anyway?
It was 28-19.
Full recovery in the lead at that time. Inside shot is up and in. Coldwater's not done yet. Harlemert scoring 35-31 with a minute 7 to go.
And she actually even got fouled on that shot, I thought. And the coaching staff, I know, was trying to get a foul.
Called another foul on Coldwater and sending Kiki Wendell to the line. Kiki bounces the ball, spins, fires, hits. They're not going to catch us fouling her. Kiki will have one more. She is 4 out of 5 tonight and now 5 out of 6. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Leading by by 6 with 1:07 to go. Coldwater still has time. Don't go away. This game isn't over. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency, today at 888-375-4181.
By the way, the Fort Recovery School Board met tonight and hired Ryan Tin as a new softball coach here at Fort Recovery High School.
Great guy, and he's put a lot of time in over the years, well-deserving, and he'll do a great job for them.
Here's Kate Leakey missing a three-point shot, and a foul's called on Coldwater. And that was a big miss there. Didn't even hit iron. And Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn will go to the free throw line. As that fouls out, Annalise Harlemer, she fouls out. Vaughn will step up there. I've got her as one out of three tonight from the free throw line. This one is no good. Come on, Allie.
But she shot that and was already walking away. So you guys stay up on the line. You can't walk away from the free throw line.
This one's up and good this time. Down comes Coldwater with the basketball. Kate Leakey will feed off to Ligers. Ligers, you need to shoot that ball. Right side to Gillen. It's up, no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. And a foul is called on Ligers of Coldwater. Going to the line again will be Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn back at the line.
She will have two shots as they're in the double bonus. Indians are. That was only the first foul on Ligers. It's up and good. We've got her now, Coach. It's in the bag. 39-31. And no good that time. Down comes Coldwater with a basketball and kind of timeout by Coldwater.
Why would you take a timeout there?
And his daughter hit the layup and she says, "Dad, what are you doing?" Timeout Coldwater. We'll be back in a moment.
2020 is finally here. It is a new year, and if it is a lot like last year, there will be many good times and some not so good times in our lives. We at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your family, our community, and our country has a joy-filled and prosperous new year. Be supportive to those less fortunate, and let's do our part to make 2020 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Recovery leading here 39-31, about ready to go to 5-1 in the MAC conference, only trailing Marion Local, and we should be undefeated. Got Versailles got a lucky shot and a no call by the official to win that game.
Actually, I watched that game, Rob, and she didn't travel.
Here's a hook shot up and no good by Coldwater. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp, and she is fouled. Now 22 seconds to go. This baby is, oh,
over. The Indians are going to win tonight. We will go to 12-3 on the year, 5-1 in the MAC conference.
And that fouls out Kate Lichtig as well.
So while they're replacing her, we'll be back in a moment.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way. Whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Val Mollenkamp's up and no good at the line. She'll have one more. This one's up and good. 40-31, Indians lead by 9. Right side it goes to Gilliland. She'll fire it up and good. 3-point basket by Gilliland. Gillen now has a total of 9-11 points.
On the out of timeouts now, so they can't stop the clock anymore, down 6.
40-34, 11.5 seconds to go. Timeout, Coldwater. Once again, as soon as we wrap up our postgame, stay tuned for IU basketball. IU and Michigan State on the radio tonight. Going to be on all of our stations at 105.3 FM and 100.9 FM and 1440 AM. Allie Vaughn will toss it in here. Looking for a teammate. Goes to Kiki Wendell. Kiki is fouled. Going to call the foul there on Courtney May. It's only her first. So Kiki goes back to the line, one of our best free throw shooters, probably our best free throw shooter.
Definitely our best.
She is 2-4-5 out of 6 tonight. And now 6 out of 7.
A lot of ones in that column for her, which is what you want for your point guard.
And got it again. I mean, those are sweet shots. She just has the touch. 42-34, Indians by 8 points. Shot is blocked by Val Mollenkamp, goes out of bounds, and they're going to give that to, should be Coldwater's ball.
Yeah.
Deflected by Val Mollenkamp. So Coldwater will put it in here with only 7/10 of a second to go. This game is over as the Indians are going to win tonight. Pass goes outside, and that's it. The final score, Fort Recovery 42, and Coldwater 34. End up scoring a total of 28 points in the second half compared to 14 in the first half. We'll wrap it up. Indians are now 12-3 on the year, 5-1 in the MAC Conference.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans and many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is the vision of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments
make. Zan had 3 out of 6 at the, check it, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line for Allie Vaughn for her 11 points. 7 for Brooke Colling, 2 two-point goals and a 3. Val Mollenkamp had 7 points, a 2, a 3, and 2 out of 7. 2 out of 7 from the free throw line for Val Mollenkamp. And Whitley Rammel ended up with 3 points on a 2-point goal and 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. And maybe not the greatest tonight, Coach, but hey, it's a victory.
It's a win. That's what always matters and always counts. So clearly we know what we're going to do in practice tomorrow. I bet you know, too.
Free throws? Could that be it?
You know, we were doing so well there. I thought it was like, wow, we're above the 75. We got our percentage up to the 53 or 4% for the year. And, man, that thing just went back down. So
yeah, 13 out of 26. We
all
had.
Right. 50%?
Yep.
Well, I guess.
Could have been worse.
That's our team reflection right now. So I guess it could always be worse. You know, down the stretch when we had to make some, Kiki came to the line, and she finished strong for us. And, you know, at the bottom line, there's a lot of things there. Didn't look pretty. And, you know, when it came down to it, we made the plays when we had to make the plays, and we got the job done. So
7 out of 8 I had Kiki from the line there in the second half. Most of them coming in the fourth quarter. So
yep, and that was, she was hitting them, and we just said, get the ball in her hands, and we will go from there.
Have to give credit to Coldwater. They were down by 12, and it looked like we had the game pretty well in hand, but boy, they carved it down to 4 points at one time.
Absolutely. You know, they got some great athletes there.
They do.
There are some great athletes. So, you know, we knew that we had probably 3 players we kind of had to work on, and we came up with a plan, and the girls that had to execute that plan, Brooke and Paige and Val did a great job about shutting them down, and we said the other girls could score, and we just didn't feel like they could beat us. So, obviously, number 30, freshman, I believe, nice little player from them, and I'm sure we're going to see and hear her name a lot here in the future.
Yeah, she had 11 points, and Brian was telling me that she really hasn't played all that much varsity this year, so
no.
Played most of the game, I'd say 3/4 of the game tonight.
Yeah, no, like I said, I thought she came in and she rebounded, and I think those minutes are getting increasing as the season continues to go.
Well, Marion Local next week.
Marion Local next week. So, yeah, we got FM before them. So we have FM on Tuesday and Marion next Thursday. And, you know, that's a big one for us. That's a big one. And we got to go to the hangar. So
yep.
We'll definitely be working and tightening up some things. But, you know, you get in a game like this in any MAC game that you walk away with a W, you just got to be happy. So we know Marion's going to be scrappy. I'm sure there's going to be some turnovers there. And I'm sure there's going to be some highs and there's going to be some lows. Let's just hope we have more highs than lows.
Well, congratulations, Holly. I think if you would have said after my first 15 games as coach of Fort Recovery, we were 12-3 and 5-1 in the MAC, you would have taken that.
You know, I am just happy to be a part of a great program and a great community. And this is just, you know, it's just still, I'm not sure if it's all really sinking in. You know, we just focus one game at a time, and these girls are great, and I'm just enjoying the experience, and by goodness, I'm learning a lot along the way, so.
Well, good luck next week. Thanks, Coach, for coming by, and congratulations again on your victory.
Thanks.
Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, as the Indians win tonight again by a score of 42-34. To, as I say, improve their record to 12-3 and 5-1 in the MAC. Again, 14 for Kiara Wendell, 11 for Allie Vaughn, 7 for Brooke Colling, and 7 for Val Mollenkamp, and 3 for Whitley Rammel. JV game also went to Fort Recovery, 39-19. They were led by Whitley Rammel with 10, 7 for Faith Gruby, 6 for Hope Wendell, 5 points for Elena Evers. Chipping in with 4 was Brenna Homan, 3 for Grace Guggenbiller, 2 points for Alexis Wendell, and 2 points for the foreign exchange student, Sylvie. And so 2 wins tonight for Fort Recovery in basketball over Coldwater. That's going to wrap it up for us. Again, I remind you that tomorrow night, the boys game is only on FortRecoveryRadio.com. with Brian Patch and Bobby Leverett. So tune in to FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow if you want to hear the boys' game with Coldwater. Again, the school board met tonight and hired Ryan Tin to be the new varsity softball coach for Fort Recovery High School. So congratulations to Ryan. We wish him best of luck in heading up the softball program. So for our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, again, Eric Catterly back at the radio station, Owen Shane and Neil Spencer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.